So yeah, like you said, my name's Jolo, or real name is Josiah Lloyd, but nobody knows that. I'm a sophomore studying ETM, and this is my 180 story. So I grew up in a Christian household. I've been a Christian my whole life. Everything my family thought and believed revolved around our faith in Christ. I went to a very small school in West Virginia where I graduated with only about 60 people. So quite literally, everybody knows everybody. And I was quite often known as the Christian kid in the school because I never cussed, I never drank, I never partied, never smoked, never did any of that. That most of that was more of a testament to how well I was raised by my parents and less of how my faith formed who I was. What I was also known for was how much I loved basketball and sports in general. I would eat, sleep, and breathe basketball. If I wasn't playing basketball, I was studying it, watching my own game film, watching NBA games on TV, or watching highlights, trying to see what I could learn from them. I would get to school early before it started, and I would go into the gym and shoot basketball an hour before school started. Then at night, I would stay out till it was dark, and my parents had to tell me to come inside because they couldn't go to sleep. I would shoot through the rain, through the snow. It didn't matter. Shovel snow off the court, shoot through the pouring rain. It never stopped me. There was nothing that could stop me. A lot of people at this time in their life in high school struggle with wanting attention from girls and boys and all that. I didn't even struggle with that because I knew it would get in the way of me in basketball. Basketball was that important to me where I was not willing to sacrifice it for even a relationship. Track was very similar for me. I would run harder than everybody in practice. I'd stay practice and run after. Then I'd come home, run some more, and then just keep working out with the whole purpose of just going till I was too tired to even go anymore. I wanted the achievements, I wanted the accomplishments, I wanted school records, I wanted 1,000 points, I wanted all of that. And I didn't really know who I was without sports. It was my whole identity. I would often ask myself at this time, like, if I could woke up tomorrow and couldn't play sports, who would I even be? I honestly didn't even have an answer. As I got to the closing of my senior year, I considered going to somewhere in college where I could run track. I don't really like track that much, because who likes to run? I've probably not ran since high school. And I just didn't really know what to do. But then, exactly what I was trying to avoid happened. Towards the end of my senior year, I got in a relationship. And so going into the summer and coming to OU, I was dating a good person. They had a great family, they were believers, and I come to OU and I immediately get plugged in with crew. My brother, who's 4 years older than I am, came here to Ohio where he did crew all 4 years. And ever since then, wherever I went to school, I was gonna join crew because he loved it. During that time, I realized I wasn't really doing anything with my walk with Christ. I wasn't really reading my Bible at all. And so I came here, I came to Bible studies, went to 180, started reading my Bible a little bit, to be honest, not that much. But I was in a Christian relationship, and man, I thought I had all figured out. Fast forward about a year, a couple weeks before spring semester ends, and the relationship all of a sudden comes to an end. I was torn up, I didn't know what to do. I distanced myself from everybody and everything. I felt like I had nothing in my life. There was no relationship anymore. Sports was not a thing anymore. I had nothing. But what I tried to turn to was basketball. Most people this time would say they turn to like trying to fulfill it with girls or drugs, alcohol, any of that. I didn't do that. I went back to basketball. For every tough time in my life, basketball is what got me through. Went outside and bounced that ball, and I just got lost and got myself in a different world. This time it didn't work. Reality kept hitting me in the face. I went outside. I couldn't shoot basketball for more than 30 minutes before I was too overwhelmed that I had to come back inside. I really didn't know what to do. About a month later, I went on a summer mission that I signed up for after winter conference in January. I did not want to be here at all. I was excited to go, but ever since the breakup, I did not want to be there at all. I went there, and if I could have left immediately, I would have turned around and drove all the way back. But it changed my life. Those 2 months is really what made me realize what I was missing. Now, there's not a light bulb moment. There's not some cool thing that I can say, like, oh, this happened and my life changed. No, it was the constant patience and persistent practice of obeying God and relying on Him for those 2 months that really changed my life. I got to share the gospel with hundreds of people through evangelism. And we use the KGP. And one of the sections of the KGP is the use of the throne analogy. There's a throne with you in the center, and there's a throne of God in the center. And as I looked at that and talked to so many people about it, I just realized that for the first time in my life, God's really been on the throne. I've been a Christian my whole life, raised Christian, thought I had everything figured out, and I realized God's never been on the throne. A common joke about Ocean City is that people say, you go there, you find your future wife and husband, and come back. I didn't get the memo. I came back just as single as I was before it. But what I came back with was for the first time in my life having Christ as my foundation. I had my foundation secure, and I really found out what my true identity was now. When I think of my own life, I think of the story of Exodus. I always used to read Exodus, and you read the story of God taking the Israelites out of Egypt. And then they basically immediately make a golden calf and have an idol that they worship. My whole life I read that, and I'm like, these guys are idiots. If I was there, I wouldn't have done that. I would have known better. Well, as I just told you, I don't know better. I'm an idiot. I look at my own life, and I've had idols. My idol is an orange ball that you throw in a circle. An idol was a person. I look at my own life, and I realize I'm no different than them. But ever since coming back from Ocean City, these past 6 months, I've read more of the Bible than I have my whole life. For the first time in my life, I don't feel conformed to what people think because of all these other things keeping me down. For the first time in my life, I feel like I can be who I am because I can be who God created me to be. God's at the center of my life, and I feel more fulfilled than ever. So in those past 6 months, God has completely transformed my life because I had no excuse not to lean on God because there was nothing else for me to look towards. God used that to change my life and make me realize who I really am. If anything I said tonight resonated with you, or if you just want to meet me and talk to me after 180, I'll be down here hanging around. And I'm Josiah Lloyd, or Jolo, as everyone knows me as. And that's my 180 story.